Yeah. Any predictions from you guys?
Packers in three.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured you would say.
And now half the city's like, hold my beer. Everybody, and welcome back to the Retro Rents Retro Gaming Podcast. This is our 10th episode. Lucky number 10.
10!
We're in...
Yes, we are.
Oh, I need a new headset for Christmas.
Christmas?
Or whenever. This thing's a piece of crap. I moved the wrong way and the wire disconnects. It had a wireless port somewhere, and then I don't know what happened to that. But anyway, what the hell was I going to say? Yeah, so I'm Al.
I'm Travis.
And I think I'm Kyle.
No underscore.
No, there's an underscore right now.
There is no underscore.
He's underscoring his frustrations.
Mm-hmm. Zing.
Oh man. So it's been a while since we casted, and a lot of that's just, you know, getting back into the new year. I got sick, then Travis got sick. I think Travis is still sick, and Kyle
I'm
got sick.
Sick.
And yeah, we just swapped it around. And but yeah, it's been a very good start to the new year. A lot of gaming on my end. Some neat stuff to go there. How about you guys? How's January treating you?
Wait, I just wanted to, full disclosure here. I know Al said that we kind of swapped around being sick. We were not making out.
Not much, at least.
Yeah. Not since Christmas.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Goddamn mistletoe.
Gets you every time.
It's like a compulsion. Cal, look, mistletoe.
Oh man!
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Doing okay. Work has been destroying me lately, but
man, sing it.
That's going to let up as of Thursday, so I'm happy about that.
Well, that's good.
Awesome.
Big implementation is going to be done on Thursday, so I'm very excited for that to be done. So that way, I can kind of relax a little bit, take a day off, and play some video games.
Man, a big project right in the beginning of the year already. Good job, man.
Well, it started actually from the end of last year.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, we get big projects all the time.
Yeah. Well, that'll I'm sure that'll feel good getting that off your plate.
Yeah. But, you know, just in time for everything else to be on my plate.
Of course.
Yeah.
All I know is mine better let up soon. I'm going to put a bullet in my head. Oh, not really, but.
Oh. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, well, I was telling Travis, Kyle, like I've taken over a coworker's role. He basically went on military leave, and he's gone for a whole year. And so yeah, like I've taken on all of his stuff.
And nice.
A lot of it's more IT related, but I'm still getting caught in like a lot of work process stuff that I know nothing about. So it's really like just being thrown into the wolves and learning the business, but oof, I am tired.
We.
But yeah, how about you, Kyle?
Same, busy with work, family. All in all, watching those games, so that's been pretty awesome.
Oh my god, tell me about it. I can't wait.
Yeah. Any predictions from you guys?
Packers in three.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured you would say.
I feel like this is, without any other way to say it, like I think this is the best they've been in my lifetime. Like a lot of people are pointing to the McNabb TO era, and I don't know, man. Like I feel like the whole team as a collective is so much better. So it's like if they were going to win and if they were going to beat the Patriots, I think this is the year.
I'm gonna have to drop back to the Cunningham years.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, all right. All right, that was a good team.
That was the last time I actually watched. Yeah, that's the last time I actually watched football, like, consistently. It's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. This team just looks like they're having a lot of fun when they play. And
yeah,
we haven't seen that in a while, so it's pretty refreshing. I mean, it was good to see Foles step up and play the way he played against Minnesota. I just hope he can carry that through. But you cannot count out the Patriots ever.
No, so, never. Or their wallet and the refs.
Ooh.
Or you can never count on the amount of air in the ball.
Yeah, oh, so not that either.
Patriots fans, we mean every word of this.
Oh, every damn bit.
Like, to be fair, I'm not a big fan of Eagles fans either. So I'll throw that out there.
Look, fair enough. We have our share of a-holes.
Yes, we do. There are some bad apples in the bunch.
But
most of us are only slightly rotten.
Right. We'll give you a verbal beating, but that's about it.
Oh, I guess speaking of that, we have to talk about this. So if anybody follows football, I'm sure they heard all about it. But so the day of the NFC Championship game, Philly... I know, right? Was it cops or just like the meter maids? But I forget whoever it was. They Criscoed up all the street lamps with Crisco oil because they wanted to keep Philly fans from climbing on it when they won.
Which didn't was work. Really dumb. No, of course it didn't work. And you know what? Who wouldn't see someone do that and be like, all right, well, challenge accepted.
Well, hey, you're right. That's the
first thing I would think is like, man, I wonder if I could do that now.
That's the whole thing I was saying on my one, you know, bunch of friends on Facebook. I'm like, they really think this is going to stop somebody? Like, I bet you nobody was thinking about doing this. And now half the city's like, hold my beer.
Of yep. course.
Yep.
I freaking hate this.
I think the greatest is when you hear him curse right before the mic cuts out. Ah, son of a...
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's the actual jack in these crap-ass headphones. Like, if it's not connected just right, it just falls out.
So, You know what? I'm gonna look for a headset right now to buy you for your birthday or something.
My birthday was New Year's Eve. I appreciate that.
Well, I owe you a belated birthday present then.
You are the man. Oh my God.
Something's gotta give.
Something does, and I think my soul's ready to crack.
I forget I have a Turtle Beach Recon one. It was only like $40.
I don't know what these are. I think they're Jabra.
Hmm.
They suck.
I've never heard of that before.
There's a reason for it.
You get it from Alibaba?
Pretty much.
What's that site called?
Work Surplus. Oh, man. But yeah, so that was... It's going to be a great game, I think. I hope it's not a blowout on either side, because like, as much as I'd be happy to see the Eagles destroy the Patriots like they did the Vikings... Like,
I would watch every minute of that, of that, with a smile on my face. Eagles can blow them out. I'd be totally fine with that.
Yeah, I guess I would too. Being a hardcore Eagle fan, I am. That would be freaking wonderful. Our first championship ever is a slaughter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be going to that parade in Philly.
Oh my God! Well, I've already put in to work from home on Monday.
Oh, nice,
dude. There's no way I'm going to work on Monday, especially if they win. I'll be up till 2 a.m. just on the high of it.
Yeah, probably.
I'll be there. 7 a.m.
But yeah, I was talking to Am about it too. Like, you can imagine what a party that city is going to have that night if that went. Oh, if they win,
it's going to be awesome. I think it would. I don't know the party. I don't think I would be a fan of being down there for that. But for the parade, I hear the parade's a lot of fun. So
yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say the Eagles parade because they never had one for the Eagles, but like for the Phillies, their parade was fun when they won back in, what was that, 08? 07?
Something like that, yeah.
So.
But yeah.
In other big news, my youngest is almost out of diapers.
Yay!
Oh, nice!
Congratulations.
Thank you. I cannot wait. We're having a party here when that happens, so everybody's invited, and I mean everybody, awesome. People listening.
Okay.
I can't wait to be done with diapers.
Oh my God, dude. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. My youngest is having some trouble with it, but she's making progress.
How old is she?
She's 3.
Yeah, well, Calvin's 3, so yeah. It's about the same.
Yeah, Mia's almost 3. And she's there. Like, she has her days where, you know, she's ready and wants to go on her own in the bathroom, but she's been like this from day one. It's like her choice when she wants, and then she'll take that next step.
Yep. It's always their choice.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But
can't
it's when,
push it.
Like with Paige and walking, like, oh, you know, we'd encourage her and show her how to do, you know, a couple things, and she wanted to do it. Like, the second she learned, she wanted to get up and walk, you know, and try. Mia was like, no, carry me. I'm not ready for this yet.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is.
Oh, man.
Nobody's ever ready for it, except for people that have nannies.
Yeah, right.
They're ready for anything.
That's true. I did want to ask before you continue, Kyle. Travis, did you get to watch any more Stranger Things?
No.
Oh,
I haven't watched. I've literally watched nothing as far as stuff that I wanted to, like, you know, stuff I want to binge on. I've been just watching, like, sitcoms and stuff with my wife just because I've been, you know, as you guys know, and now everybody was going to know, I've been having some energy issues, some medical stuff going on, which is killing my energy levels. So I haven't been able to really stay up much and actually get stuff done and watch TV and game and stuff like that. So, but it is what it is. I'll get there someday.
Yeah, man. I think, you know what it is, and it sounds like, we're just, I know it is for me, man. Like, I'm ready to see some sunlight. I don't
know.
Like, I'm so tired of the winter. Like, I go to work, it's dark. I come home, it's getting dark. I mean, now it's finally starting to lighten up a little. But it's just like, ugh. And I work in an office, like, in the middle of the floor. People keep the blinds closed in this building. It's like, no sun gets in. Like, it's just awful. I get no sun.
That sucks. You know what doesn't help? When you get, like, 3-4 days of 55 degrees and then it's back down to, like, 20.
Is there anything more demoralizing?
No.
No, not really.
I like winter, but when they give you those couple days of warm weather and you're like, oh man, spring, and then bam, cold again, those suck.
Yep.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, sorry about that, Kyle. I kind of interrupted.
But no worries.
We had to catch up with Travis there, so that was good.
No worries.
Does that mean I should go?
Yeah, what else you playing? Okay. when you do play?
I've been playing pretty much World of Warcraft.
Nice.
I have jumped back into that game. A few of my friends in Good for Gaming play. Well, one of my friends in Good for Gaming play, and a couple of my friends play from elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of jump back in and get some social gaming going on because, you know, the single player stuff, while fun, it doesn't really quench my thirst for that social aspect that I really need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I jumped back into WoW, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm a transmog junkie, so I spend most of my time that I'm not leveling. I spend it just going to old dungeons and raids and stuff like that, trying to get as many possible pieces of gear that I can dress up in.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
God, I haven't played that in many years now. And but man, there were some damn good times in that one. Me and Luke, that's in our Save Point group. He and I were playing around the time it came out, and I do remember many a night up till 3-4 in the morning, just trying to get, you know, another piece of gear, or just meeting up a ball. Yeah, see, I bumped it with my shoulder.
That's your mistake, man. You shouldn't have shoulders.
Yeah, I need to sit here like friggin' Atlas and not move. Oh my god. So yeah, glad you're having fun and WoW.
Yeah, it is. It is good. It's a lot of fun.
Is this still 15 a month?
It is.
Yeesh.
Which is, it's a little much, but I mean, you can't really put a price on having a social outlet.
Right.
So, and I don't really get that at work.
Especially because, one that large. Sorry.
Yeah, no, no.
No, it's true.
But like, you know, when I'm at work, it's a lot of just heads down,
mm-hmm.
you know, get your stuff done and go home. Whereas, you know, where when I came from my previous job, as you guys both know, it was very social.
I miss that. Like, I'm in the same boat as you, dude. Like, it's just, you know, work and a lot of it, and there's just not that, you know, that, I don't know, where we all work together, like, wasn't the greatest or greatest paying job, but it was just such a nice group to work with. Like, everybody was cool.
Yeah.
That, I've bounced around a lot since, especially since after working at a factory for 11 years, I can tell you where I'm at now, which is where you guys came from. It is incredibly rare to find that work situation.
Oh yeah.
Totally. You know,
and that's one of the reasons why, like, I really enjoy it there, and I plan on being there for a while, because it's like, I'm happy. Like, I don't know.
No, I don't blame you. And the only reason I left is because I got an offer that was just literally too good to say no to.
Yeah, same right. Here.
I just it would have been really stupid for me to have said no and stayed. I just couldn't have done it.
Yep. Which makes sense too, but, you know, like, and until that offer comes along for me, I'll be perfectly happy staying there for a while.
Yep. And that's how I was. I wasn't even really looking. Mm-hmm. They contacted me and they said, you know, this is what the deal is, and I was like, okay, well, I'll try it. Yeah. And the rest is history.
Oh yeah, man.
But yeah, besides that, I did play a little bit of Boot Hill Heroes.
That's a great game.
It is. I was actually doing it for a YouTube series, but I've again dropped out of the YouTube thing just because of, you know, just needing to take a break from all that stuff. And I think I'm just going to play the game and forget about doing it as a series and just have fun with it.
Yeah, just enjoy it, man. I mean, yeah. Might come back to a time where you want to do something like that, but, you know, I just think with everything we've all got going on, sometimes you just got a game for yourself and just relax.
And that's exactly one of the reasons I picked up WoW again, is because I don't care to play that for anybody, just playing it for me and having fun doing what I want to do in it.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, it's one of those things, like, you want to stream once in a while for, like, a cool occasion or something, you know, go right ahead. But when it starts becoming a job, in a sense,
yeah,
you know, and that you have to ask yourself why, you know, if it's something you really, really want, then okay. But, you know, if you want to just game and have some fun and then, you know, let people in once in a while, go for it. I mean, yeah. I've thought about it a million times, but, you know, and I might do it someday. When I game, usually I'm so brain dead, I just need to shut off.
Right. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so much into just hunting for transmogs in WoW, because I can do that on my own time.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait for anybody else. I can just go in and destroy everything and, you know, walk out with bunches of loots, and, you know, it's just fun.
That's why I like tending my farm and cooking food in the Shire.
There you go.
Lotro is still going strong, baby. Game is enormous now.
On a side note, I actually just about 5 minutes ago during the cast, picked up copies of Agarest Generations of War 1, 2, and 0.
I have one of those, maybe two of those. Any good?
I don't know. I know they have good reviews.
Yeah,
or decent reviews. It's a strategy RPG, which is right up my alley, because I freaking love strategy RPGs, or, well, tactical RPGs, strategy RPGs, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's my type of game for sure. So, and I wanted to get them, and they were on sale on a GOG for $5 a piece. So I picked them up.
Ooh, you gotta let me know how it is, because I know I have one or two of them, and I know they're massive. Like, they kind of take from the Phantasy Star 3 playbook, where there's, like, it's generations of characters.
That is fine with me.
Oh, I know. I love that. But,
yeah,
you know, I haven't really sat down to play it. But I'll wait and hear what you say, because you've been really good with the recommends lately. I've had a blast with Boot Hill Heroes.
Yeah, I will. I'll probably play it before the next cast, so I'll definitely let you. I'll give a little bit of a rundown then.
And actually, that reminds me, Kyle. Boot Hill Heroes is heavily, heavily, heavily inspired by Earthbound.
Yes, it is.
Holy crap!
Even if you didn't know, you could tell by playing it that it just has such a similar. Popped out again. Oh man, I'm buying you a new headset.
Oh. But yeah, I'll add that to the list. I've been enjoying Earthbound actually.
It's a great game.
Yeah, I've been digging it. I don't know if I still don't know if I'd ever pay the cart price for it. I know a lot of people say it's totally worth it. But having it on the SNES Classic, I'm totally content just playing it there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's one of a kind, man, for its time. I mean, you know, and even to this day, like, I'll see games, you know, inspired by it, but it was definitely something all its own, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played that. I think I beat it maybe like 7 or 8 times as a kid. Wow. I rented that game more than anything else. And if I would have just spent that money and bought it instead, I'd be so happy right now.
Well, I have no room to talk, as I've said many times. I rented the Chrono Trigger cart way too many times.
Yep. But yeah, it's cool though. I really enjoy the game. I think it's fantastic. I think the guy who made it did a fantastic job on it. I don't know how big the team was, because I haven't looked at the credits for it yet, but definitely fantastic in every aspect so far.
And they're an awesome team too. Like, they're real interactive on Twitter. God help me, I can't think of their name right now. And that's like my curse. I still feel bad to this day that I forgot me for 2 episodes over at EDG.
silly Alan.
Yeah, I miss those guys. They did a cast at the beginning of the month, but it seems like everybody's, you know, just kind of like we have. It's just been a long month, and just haven't gotten here.
But I'm looking. Yeah, it's been tough.
Yeah,
for it'll sure. get better.
Yeah, yep. it has to. It really has to, man. Yeah. Oh my god. But what about you, Kyle? What have you been playing?
Well, I'm gonna start by what I've been watching.
Okay.
And binge watching like crazy. Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Oh, it's so great.
It's on Netflix, dude. So my brother and I and my dad have been big fans of Evil Dead 1 and 2 and Army of Darkness growing up. So like, this is perfect.
Oh, dude, Evil Dead 2 is one of my favorite movies ever.
Dude, it takes like the serious aspects of darkness and it just puts it together perfect.
Yep,
that's awesome.
And yeah, it is. And like, they get the demons perfect. I'm so glad Sam Raimi is all over this show, because it's perfect Sam Raimi style. I don't know if you guys watch, I guess you have, out, but I don't know if you've watched it at all, Travis, but if you ever get a chance, check it out, because it's right off the bat.
Okay.
You just start perfect. Watching.
It is. And actually, I don't know if you guys saw my post on Facebook, but one of the neighbor ladies came over today while I was watching it.
Yep.
And it
dude,
was
right I read that post. I laughed out loud.
Dude, she was like, hi, I brought box. She's such a sweet lady. And she was just like, hi, you know, I just brought some box tops over for your kids to take to school. Yeah. And she like peeks over and like, there's blood gushing out everywhere. And he's chainsawing this chick's head off. And I'm just like, uh-huh. And I step in front of her in the TV. I'm like, thank you very much for those. The look on her face was just like, oh my god,
that's so funny, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But it's a great show. I don't want to spoil any of it in case anybody hasn't watched it, but yeah, it's all on Netflix right now.
And we'll just say that
Mr.
Campbell has not missed a step.
Not a step. He's perfect.
He's so freaking hilarious.
Yeah, the cast that he has, Pablo and Kelly, they're perfect too.
Yeah, it's really well done, and we've watched a few episodes. I gotta really sit down and binge that one, but I loved what I saw.
Dude, and the cabin is still creepy. Everything is still the same. I mean, it's so good.
Little goody two shoes.
Did you see? I have to talk about one scene because it was just perfect. Evil Dead. It was when how far did you get, Al?
Oh, I honestly can't tell you. It's been about a year since I started watching it.
So there's a scene where they're in the cabin. They're going to the cabin, and they're walking through the woods, and they meet a bunch of hikers. And stuff happens to them. I don't want to say what, but the one girl gets stuck in the house by herself in the cabin, and like, she goes to take a step. All the nails come up. She steps on them, and the nails shoot out of the walls, and they're hitting her. And it's like just perfect Evil Dead stuff. And then like, she's banging on the window. They're trying to open the door for her. She's like, help me. And it's just like obscene amounts of blood everywhere. She just exploded. And it was just more blood that's in a human body just goes everywhere. It was
Sam Raimi's a genius, man.
He is.
So if you're listening to this, AZ Rockslide, this show is not for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone not a fan of horror movies?
Sorry.
He's not big on gore.
Well, yeah, it's not for you because it is gore times 20. It's pretty gory.
Yeah, it's kind of part of the whole humor of Evil Dead.
It is.
I mean, I still remember from my much younger days, my uncle was watching Evil Dead 2, and there's that scene with the head in the, like, the zombie head in the vise.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
yeah, and she's, like, screaming, all of a sudden the eye flies across the room.
Yep, she's there's a scene with that vice in the episodes.
Oh my god, I gotta watch this. Like that's the one thing I love about what I've seen of it so far is it is such a send up to the fans and like the people that have loved these movies. They got something for all of them in there. It's just great.
That is cool.
Dude, I'm telling you, when you get to season 2, there's a scene in a morgue where it was the most disgusting and funny at the same time.
I don't think there's any other series of movies that nails that balance like they do.
Dude, I have never been more grossed out while laughing. Any other movie or show. So give that a watch. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely continue it.
I don't have to, as far as gaming goes, I've been playing a lot of Super Metroid, fairly, you know, popular game, so you all know it. But that's a game I always jump back into. And I downloaded Golf Story on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It consumed my entire weekend. I never thought I would love a golf game so much, but it's a golf game with RPG elements.
Yeah.
And and it really breaks up. So it's not just going and playing one course and another. There's different tasks you got to do. There's challenges that make you a better golfer. There's a ridiculous story. It's just a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys checked it out yet, but it's totally worth the $15.
I got it from my brother-in-law for his birthday, a couple months back now, and I just hung out with him while he was playing it. Like, he hooked up to the TV, and just watching him play that, again, it was, once again, Al's t-shirt saying, like, God damn it, I need to get a Switch. Like, it was really cool. Like, like you said, it's a really cool, there's cool RPG aspects to it, which are great, and they found a way to make a game, a golf game that... You know, if you like golf, you'll love golf games. But if you don't, you'll still like this game.
Yeah, you will, because it's not just straight up golf. It doesn't take itself too seriously on any element of the game. I mean, it's not your typical golf where it's just, oh, just hit it in the hole. I mean, there's a lot of challenges. The one area has birds stealing your ball. The other areas, you have to hit it off turtle shells in the water. I mean, it's pretty cool.
It's very fun.
Level up as you go, and you actually, it's not really like building a class, but you put points towards different golf styles. So like, you got your power hits, you put points towards like accuracy, spin on the ball, you know, and that's what you level up as you go. And instead of buying new weapons, you buy new clubs. So there's a shop at every area where you can buy clubs and stuff. It's just kind of a cool way to play golf.
Yeah,
that is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I get a Switch, I'll be picking that up.
Highly recommend. Is that only on the Switch?
Yes. Switch exclusive, as far as I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I gotta say, the Switch is nailing it with its titles, man, so far.
Yep.
It's got a really good indie shop, too.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, they're Nintendo really hit their stride with this one, I think.
They're doing a good job.
Oh, it's top down.
Yeah, top down.
That's cool.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, it's just like the NES golf games. But yeah, they're really well done.
I really like the tiles. Like, a good tile set really, you know, piques my interest in a game, and this one seems to have one.
And all the characters are very interesting. There's not, like, one boring part. Like, you can just grab a ball and throw it at people. And the silly stuff that you can hit them with golf balls. There's just so much weird stuff, silly stuff you can do. It makes it a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yep.
Very cool.
So what about you, Al? What have you actually been playing?
Oh, well, as we've talked about on a few episodes, I've really enjoyed, because I finally beat the main quest of Assassin's Creed Origins. I think at this point I have close to 50 hours in it, maybe.
Oh, wow.
It was the best of the series. As much as I love Pirates and I love, you know, loved Black Flag, this was the best one, I think. It just, and maybe we can go into a deep dive a little bit later or whatever, but if you've ever played an Assassin's Creed game, Assassin's Creed, like, I could see why Kyle was totally done with it after trying the first one.
Yeah, I tried a little bit of the second one too, and I couldn't get into that one either.
The second one, until there was like a part two, I think, and that's where it really got good. But yeah, with the second one, it didn't do too much, and I know that was a big complaint. Like, everybody was like, Assassin's Creed got old after a while. This isn't gonna last.
Our situation has not improved.
We are currently experiencing technical problems. Please sit by.
Okay, we're back. how to put it, as you might have heard in the beginning of the podcast, my headphones and my headset was cutting out. And then about halfway through our cast, it just straight up died. I think
Yep.
Travis does a better impression of what I was coming through like.
Headphone users.
I caught some of it. It was pretty bad. It was like I was trying to get to you guys and I was stuck out in a blizzard. Help. So yeah, they're dead. So I've got another set and I'm hoping they sound pretty good. But obviously that kind of screwed up our chi. We kind of left off talking about the Assassin's Creed series, and Kyle was who is could not join us. We're actually this is about a week later now. And I got another headset, so it's kind of like a time travel podcast. We're now in the future. But Kyle could not join us. Well, he might jump in at some point, but as a I'm pretty
Yeah, we'll
sure
see.
he may not be able to join us tonight. But so we left off talking about Assassin's Creed Origins. I'll talk about that for a little bit, but then it's just going to be me and Travis here just kind of talking about some stuff that's coming around the corner that we might be excited about. And then just whatever random stuff pops into our head, game related. But yeah, I think as I was getting at earlier in the cast, Assassin's Creed Origins, I think, is absolutely the best in the series. I had beaten it about 3 weeks ago now. I beat the main storyline. I still have a heap load of quests and side quests to do, which is one of the great things about that game. There is just so much to do. And there's also so much of that world, in ancient Egypt that I haven't explored yet. And there's a lot of hidden stuff I'm reading online, like stuff that's not linked to any quest, but it's really cool if you find it, and all kinds of really neat stuff. So I'll be playing that for a little while, until next Tuesday, at least. So.
Yeah, I really need to get back into Assassin's Creed. It's been a very long time since I played it, but I only played the original one on 360. And it was good, but it got boring,
Yeah, it
frankly.
was. I think I always considered that one like more of an engine test. You know what I mean? Like, they developed this new engine for the game with the crowd mechanics, and it had a good story, but it was one you really had to really force yourself because there wasn't that much to do when you really boiled it down.
Yeah, it got old quick, frankly.
Yeah.
It was fun, but once you got the base mechanics down, it was just the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Yep. And I don't remember now because it's been so long, but Assassin's Creed 2 did add a bit more, but I think the complaint was still, eh. So there was a couple sequels to 2, if I remember right, where there might have been like Assassin's Creed 2, and it was another standalone game, but that was when it really started hitting its stride with the Ezio story
Right,
and
right.
building up your base. And I think that was where you started recruiting and sending other assassins out on missions. When you started doing that, that's when the game really started to get to click. So you had that whole other mechanic to it. And then the third one I thought was really good just on a story basis. I mean, you get to play an integral part in the American Revolution, and as a Yank, as my British coworkers would call me. They really did it well. I mean, one of the things I might have mentioned before is I'm a real history nut, and I love history, and one of the things I always wait to see if games do when they deal with this is, for the Revolution, how do they handle Paul Revere's ride? Because if you know anything about Paul Revere's ride, he basically went, a handful of miles down the road, and then it was handed off to the next guy, and then the next guy. But there was actually another guy, and I can't remember his name now, who actually rode quite a long distance to do the whole, one if by land, two if by sea, and in the game, that turns out to be you.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah. It's just neat little touches like that, where you're actually taking part in big moments in history, and I really thought that's where the series kind of starts hitting its stride. And then Black Flag was just a damn masterpiece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like Pirates is a damn masterpiece.
Yeah. I actually watched a lot of Syndicate being played, and that looked really cool. Like, it was a really cool time period for that. Like, the whole Jack the Ripper time period
is
and everything.
Is that when that one is? I haven't played that one, yeah. To be honest with you.
Yeah, it was like 1800s England.
Oh, that's cool.
And it seemed really cool. Like, the time period just really fit the Assassin's Creed style.
Yeah.
And there's the multiple characters that you could play as and everything that each had like their own different style.
Yeah,
which seemed.
They revisit that in Origins. That
cool.
Kind of mechanic. Yeah. And it's very well done. yeah, I mean, like, I think the Origins was really the crowning achievement for the series. They really did it well. Story was great. It had a few moments where you're like, wow, we are getting into some rails here, but but it was good, and it was the ending was very satisfying, I thought.
Okay.
just again, from a history perspective, what you get to take part in the last mission was nothing short of, it's one of those things for anybody that even is remotely interested in this time period of history. You sit there and say, man, I wonder what it would have been like to be in that room when that happened. And now you get to find out.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So it was good, and I would recommend it.
Nice.
So that's kind of where we left off. What have you been playing lately, Travis? If you had the time to play.
I have actually been playing a whole lot of nothing besides World of Warcraft.
Really?
I'm getting back into it pretty fiercely. I'm not at the point where I'm doing raids or anything like that, but I've been doing a lot of transmog hunting and just having a good time playing around with all the new stuff. And it's fun. I mean, I've gone back to this game maybe like five or six different times, and each time I've gone back, I've always found something new to do, and it really works. And the social aspect is, still great. It's good to be able to hop in, have fun playing a game, and have a good group, a good crew of people to be talking to and gaming with at the same time.
Yeah, it makes all the difference.
Yeah, so it's definitely different than your typical like competitive games where everybody's just flaming each other.
Yeah.
No, it's very hard to find people that really want to work together. This is all about working together, and any flaming that's done is all in jest and all in good fun. And so it works for me.
Yeah. There are parts of me that miss playing that. It's just one of those, I don't think I have the ability to commit any kind of time like that anymore.
Yeah. I understand that.
I would love to, but realistically,
yep.
I can just play single player games and the occasional multiplayer, which brings me to a little early shout out here. But last Saturday night, I must have been up till 1 a.m, which for anyone that even knows me on a semi-personal level, since I've had kids, if I make it past 11, it's a damn miracle. But I was actually playing Diablo 3 most of the night with AZ Rockside from our pals over at the Everyday Gamers.
Nice.
And it was really cool. I started out at like level 21, and he was just like, yeah, you want to play some D3? He's like, I'll power level you. And it just turned into, me following him around into these rifts, for anyone that's played Diablo 3, into rifts that were on like Torment 5. And I went from level 21 to Paragon 14 by the time the night was over.
Very nice, dude.
Yeah, we had fun. And it was cool just to kind of shoot the breeze with him a bit. We kind of got to know each other a bit more on just, you know, what we do for a living and stuff, and share some similar frustrations with what we deal with on a daily basis. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. So, Eric, thank you a bunch for just taking me around Power Level. That was a lot of fun.
That's cool. It's really good when you get to actually really interact with the people that, you know, that we're used to talking to once in a while or talking about.
Yeah.
It's good just to, you know, just to really get to hang out with them.
Yeah. I mean, that was really like the first time I sorry, gamed with those guys, or, you know, at least one of them. And I definitely want to do more in the future. They're fun. They're fun gamers.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta do some more cooperative gaming with some folks.
Yeah, that's the thing. Nice. Like, I'd like to find some more cooperative games to play. I can't, dude. I'll get the worst. Sorry.
Jeez.
That was bad. Yeah, I would like to find something. I mean, something that I could pick up and play for, you know, an hour. Like, here, we're going to be on this time, and we'll play this for a little bit.
Yeah.
What I'm actually thinking about after watching Rock Slide and Headshot play it is The Division. I might pick that up.
Yeah, The Division actually looks pretty cool, but I don't know if I could squeeze in yet another MMO. Because I'm still trying to play Destiny as well.
But is that an MMO, though?
It is, sort of. It's just about as much of an MMO as The Division is.
No, I know Destiny is. I didn't know The Division was.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty similar in some of those facets. But I mean, it's not like an MMO like Warcraft is, but...
Right. Okay. Interesting. Well, I'm not going to make any kind of commitment to any other game because I know... I know... What is today? Is today Tuesday? 7 days from now... I might even need to take a day off that Wednesday. I'm just hoping the weather's bad and I can work from home. But for anybody that's been listening to us, if you remember on our first podcast, I was gushing about a game that I said would be game of the year called Kingdom Come Deliverance. And they've released a lot of videos. There's been a lot of journal outlets that were allowed to play, you know, good chunks of the game, good hour or two of the game. And the feedback that is coming through has just gotten me so excited for this game. It looks like a load of fun. A very simplistic explanation is it's Skyrim without dragons and magic. It's more... It actually takes place during a time period in the 15th century in medieval history in Czechoslovakia, I believe. I think I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's basically a sort of crisis when it's like a crown crisis, and you get caught in the middle of it, and you basically can go from how you want from there out and make your mark into history. You can be a total rotten brigand, or you can, you know, help people and fight for justice. But you know, whatever. What I'm really liking, what I'm seeing so far. And I posted some videos in the save point in our gaming group, so check them out. But there's the sword fighting in this game. Looks like it could be the best I've seen yet for a game like that. Like, it's real. it's modeled after real medieval martial arts, you know, manuals that they've been able to find, and the actual techniques.
And, that's cool.
Yeah, and it looks like the real deal. Like, you're not just going to go in and swing, you know, 700 times like you do at a dragon. You really have to pace yourself. You have to block, you have to parry, and you have to, you know, go for that opportune strike and conserve your stamina, because if you tire out too quickly, you're going to get killed. And one of the cool things that I saw in the one demo was the developer was like, you know, you could have the best armor on your, you know, the best breastplate, the best leggings, you know, whatever. But, you know, your armor rating could be super high. But if you're not wearing a helmet, and you get dinged with a sword in the head, you're probably not going to live.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's like multiple layers to the outfitting. There's, you know, your regular clothes, and then there's your, you know, quilted armor, your tunic, then the metal plating that you'd put over that. So it looks like they're really going for the real deal. And another detail that I saw that I just got so giddy over was the guy running the, or at least showing off the footage, the guy playing puts on his helmet, and his first-person view goes to basically just what he could see out of the visor.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And like they were explaining, the guy that he was fighting had a chainmail coif on that only a coif, but it only had the nose bridge protection. And
okay.
he was fighting the guy, and he actually sliced him in the cheek, and the guy just dropped to the ground and yielded.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like
that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, when you start really watching these videos and they're walking you through what's going on, it really starts to get a little exciting. Like this could be something super, super cool. So I'll be getting that release day, without a doubt. That comes out next Tuesday. As you know, Travis mentioned in a couple people in the group, it's a risky one, and that this is a new developer. It's not a new engine, I don't believe, but it's you know, it's their first big one. It was delayed two times, which I really don't have a problem with because I don't think they're a big studio, and I think they're
right.
I think they're just trying to get it right, and they've not been they haven't been like the No Man's Sky, you know, situation was where they were bringing people in to show them stuff, but nobody ever actually got to play it.
Right.
You know, or the playing was very catered. And they've literally just let people open up and play for 2 hours. And the feedback coming from the people that have gotten to see an early peek of it has been very, very strong.
That's nice. That's a big difference from No Man's Sky. Big
yeah.
difference.
Yeah. So, you know, take that how you will. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will will wait to see reviews and see how it does. But, you know. I think it's going to be great. What's that? What about you, man? Anything catching your eye lately?
The only thing really lately is, well, because I've been so involved in Warcraft, is the new expansion is coming out in September.
Oh, really?
Which is the Battle for Azeroth, which takes it back, apparently, takes it back to Orcs versus Humans of, you know, the standard
yeah.
Warcraft stuff. If you actually take a look at the emblem for it, it's actually got the orc and the human like opposing each other, like they did in all the Warcraft like 1, 2, and 3 covers and everything.
Now, have you gotten any? So, has there been any hint as to like what the story is?
There has been, but I think it's. I guess you know the Legion is defeated, but there's. Supposedly a terrible price that was paid to do so.
Okay.
Being, you know, all the demons and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so it kind of
yeah,
just
look at that cover,
goes back to now that the, you know, now that it's just the Horde versus the Alliance again, that it's, you know, going to just focus finally back on the original races of Warcraft.
That's interesting.
So I don't know too much about the story yet, but... I'm interested to see kind of how it goes. Because I probably won't look too much into it because I want to be surprised by a lot when it actually comes out if I keep playing at that point.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
So, but we'll see what happens.
That's interesting. Now, are they still doing the monthly? I think Kyle might have asked
yes.
this on the last time we cast it. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Hmm.
And it's fine because it gives me... Yeah, like I said before, it gives me that social aspect as well, which I don't
mind.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of myself at the moment.
Okay.
maybe.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It's cool.
I mean, they're throwing a bunch of expansions at this point. This is gonna be. Like when I left, I think they were just putting in Battlegrounds. I think that's what it was called, at Battlegrounds.
Oh wow! Yeah, that was a while ago.
Cataclysm. I just bought Cataclysm. So, yeah, I haven't played since then. So I'm sure I missed a lot.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
much has changed.
Yeah, I mean, Christ, now that I think about it, I think the Lich King was still alive when I was playing. Granted, I don't know if he's dead now or not. I think he is. I assume he is.
Yeah, it's that was Wrath of the Lich King was the third expansion, I believe.
So wait,
the second.
Burning Crusade.
Burning Crusade, Wrath of the Lich King, Mists of Pandaria, Warlords of Draenor, Legion, and then now Battle for Azeroth.
Where did Cataclysm fit in?
Oh, I'm sorry, Cataclysm was before Mists of Pandaria.
That's what it was, yeah. Because I think I dropped right around Mists of Pandaria because I was like, no, this looks ridiculous.
Okay.
But I've heard it was a great one.
I always was a fan of, like, in the mods for Warcraft 3, I always played Pandaren Brewmasters. So I was very excited to have Pandaren as a playable race.
No, wait, and were they part of the original game?
No. They were modded in, I believe.
Really? So that whole expansion and character race literally came out from a community mod?
I believe so. I could be wrong, but I believe that's how it turned out.
That is interesting.
And I'm a sucker for Asian history.
Oh yeah, me too.
So, you know, the whole Chinese kind of feel to Mists of Pandaria really kind of piqued my interest for that expansion. So
here's a question for you. You may not know, but so if you get the latest expansion, do they give you the other ones or do you have to get those too?
If you buy the latest expansion, you will get the rest of them. I believe. I ended up kind of purchasing each one. I think the only one I didn't straight up buy was Cataclysm. The rest of them, I always went back to buy them again because I wanted to play at that time. Right. So I did end up buying them. So it was just kind of a weird situation for me, but
I'm going to look into that. If that is the case, that's very tempting. That's very tempting.
Yeah, let me know what you decide and we'll play.
I love playing games with you, man. So that alone has me kind of, Yeah, interesting. I'll have to look into it when I'm done with Kingdom Come.
Of course.
It feels like Christmas. I'm ready for that. Let me see, what else have I been mucking around with? I'm still debating picking up Monster Hunter World.
I really want that game.
Yeah, I love the series. I played it on the Wii, and that's a really, really good game. And this one's getting huge reviews because they actually like put a bit more story to it, and just heard it's really good.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it being played, and my buddy Adam has gone nuts for the game so far.
One second. Did you need me, babe? I keep forgetting these have like complete noise cancellation. And I thought I heard someone moving around, like, nah. So, wait, where did we leave off? That totally threw my thoughts on, like, into a...
No worries.
A blender.
We were just talking about... Oh, geez, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Oh, man. Let me see. Well, for any football fans, I'm... Diehard Eagles fan. Sunday was amazing. Philly is still standing against all Vegas odds. But that aside, the day before the Super Bowl, my brother-in-law came up with his girlfriend, and he had just picked up the... it's called the SNES Classic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so he picked that up. That had the 30 games on it and stuff. And he just hooked it up to our TV and let us play. And... yeah, I played a couple, but then I found Final Fantasy III/6, and I sat there and I played it for, you know, a good hour, and it just brought back so many good memories. Like, I know I mentioned on the cast before, you know, my good friend that passed away wound up giving me the soundtrack to that game way back in the day, and that was like my soundtrack to put on this, you know, my CD player whenever I was doing any writing. And
that's cool.
Yeah, and like just playing the game again, I was like, I gotta get this soundtrack again. Maybe this will get me writing on a regular basis. Because as soon as I heard it, like, I just wanted to go run off and start writing.
Oh yeah.
You know, it just instantly put me back in that that frame of mind. And, you know, playing the game again, obviously, they have so many good memories of playing that game. And they did a much better job with that one than they did with the Sega release, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of both 4 and 6, or 2 and 3, however you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they brought him back out in another format besides, you know, the kind of upgraded HD sprite looking stuff, because I don't like the way that looks at all.
Oh, really? Like, you don't like the Final Fantasy IV remake, like the actual Final Fantasy IV?
No, I'm more like, I like the SNES versions of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's just me, of course.
No, I can understand that. Though.
I'm glad that they did what they did.
Yeah, I like that kind of graphics anyway. It was why, like, To the Moon pulled me in right away. Like, it was just... Yep. I liked that style of graphics. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, just playing that was so much fun, getting to play that again. And, like I said, it was really well done. Safe stating was a little confusing at first, but I figured it out. But let's see, anything in movies? I'm trying to think about watching anything good there lately. I watched a documentary on Robert the Bruce. Again, like I said, I like history, so I particularly like to focus on the Scottish Wars of Independence. So, you know, think Braveheart times and stuff like that. I love reading about the battles and trying to get all the details, like how many were there and,
nice,
you know, all that crap. There was a good game deal I wanted to mention to you that I saw. I don't know if anybody follows Green Man Gaming.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people.
I mean, like you or Kyle.
I check it out once in a while.
Yeah, they have a big one right now. Just going to make sure I have it. Yeah, well, I can't find it on their page. They were promoting a deal for a little while, but one of the first articles on their page, hate Assassin's Creed? Assassin's Creed Origins might be for you, and here's six reasons why. It really is, man. I've tried to sell it to people that were not fans of the earlier games, because I think they really learned from it. What's that? What did Bundle Stars become, Travis?
Fanatical.
Fanatical. They're the ones that had the special. They're running one right now. I'm pulling it up as we speak. The Fanatical Nemesis 5 bundle.
Okay.
For $1, you get a couple of indie games. There's nothing there that I've really seen before. There's Infectinator Survivors. That kind of looks like Death Road to Canada a little bit.
Wait, you said Infectinator?
Yeah.
I freaking love that game.
I've never played it, but to give you an idea, the first tier in this bundle, you pay $1, you get Holy Potatoes, a weapon shop, Infectinator Survivors, Still Not Dead, and Galaxy. If you step it up to $4.99,
wow,
it gets a little interesting. You get Warhammer End Times Vermintide. You get
That's good.
The Fall of Dungeon Guardians Enhanced Edition, and this is in, you know, in addition to the ones I just mentioned. Then there's Holy Potatoes, We're in Space, The Way, Space Hulk Ascension, which I heard was really good, The Warlock of Firetop Mountain, Mythion, Wick, and for just $5 more at $9.99, you get Lords of the Fallen Digital Deluxe Edition, which is actually a pretty good game. I got that on Games with Gold for Xbox. It was kind of Souls-ish, but not as hard.
Okay.
For $9.99, it's pretty much a steal. But you also get a game called Gloria Victis, which I've never heard of.
I've never heard of that either.
But it is a MMORPG that came out in October of last year. It's emphasis on realism, set in a low-fantasy medieval open world. Enjoy skill-based, non-target combat, open PvP, with territory control, deep expanded crafting, player-driven economy, and a mature extensive storyline. It looks good. I've heard nothing about this. I did read something from, I think it was Rock, Paper, Shotgun, that actually said it was interesting. They said it was fun. It would be better if there were more people playing it.
Okay.
I said, from what they said, the hard thing right now is actually finding a group of people to play with. But they said that the one reviewer was like, yeah, once I was in this group and we were actually like attacking other players, it really became a lot of fun. So
cool.
Yeah, if you don't want to step it up, I'd say the tier 2 at $4.99 with what you get with that in the first batch is probably a good steal. Probably a good
bet. Yeah. I will definitely be picking that bundle up. That seems, I mean, I like the Infectinator games. They started off as just flash games.
Okay.
And I had a lot of fun playing them, and I think I've played through them each a couple times, and seems cool. And Holy Potatoes, a weapon shop, sounds right up my alley, because I love those games where you own a shop and you have to kind of manage everything.
Is it
there.
Like what is it, Reseteer?
It seems so.
Resetier? I don't know how the hell you say that.
Yeah, Reseteer, I believe, because it's Reset and Tier.
I loved Reseteer.
That game is really, really good.
Ooh, just looking at Holy Potato Weapon Shop. Wow. Yeah, this sounds exactly like that.
Yeah. So.
And it's the guy who did. It's scored by the guy who did the original score for Castlevania.
That's
awesome. That's
awesome.
That is great. So yeah, that is something to look forward to. Trying to think in game news. I heard another. I think Kyle mentioned it on the earlier portion of the cast. Sadly, Red Dead Redemption 2 has been delayed till October.
Mm.
And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they pushed it back to 2018 or
2019. It is
2019. That just seems to be par for the course, but. They always, I mean, when it comes to the big Rockstar games, they're always delayed. I mean, wasn't GTA 5 delayed like 5 times?
It was delayed a few times, but it's good.
Oh,
and
I agree.
That's,
I'm not,
and
I'm
that's
not,
you know, what we're looking for in Red Dead Redemption 2 is
that
it's going
to
be good.
Perfect. I have such high hopes for that game just based on how absolutely awesome Red Dead Redemption was. Like, I just, high hopes for that. Trying to think. There's the big Overwatch League upset that happened over the weekend. Other than that, I don't think I have any other big news other than what I said as far as what's coming out. I'll check the save point here real quick. We'll see if anybody's been doing anything interesting. Here I saw Luke had posted something. Obviously there was my shameless promo of Kingdom Come Deliverance. Oh, that was the other thing. I'll be getting it on Xbox One just because my laptop is slowly entering the garbage age. And but Luke had pointed out on cdkeys.com, it's actually going for $40 for the PC key.
Oh, nice.
For pre-order. So if you are thinking of pre-ordering it, $40 is definitely better than $60.
That's true.
And then John on the group posted a really interesting one. You've seen that Surviving Mars?
I haven't, but I'm definitely going to be looking into it.
Yeah, join the journey to colonize Mars, sci-fi builder. And I think the comments on this were really interesting. It's going to be a Paradox game, I believe.
Oh, that's going to be good then.
That's pretty much an instant buy for me. I don't know, you know, how many of our listeners have played a lot of Paradox games. You probably have at this point. Stellaris is one of their latest. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is their classic Crusader Kings 2 that is going to be hitting a decade old at this point, or damn close to it. And it is still going strong. They still put out expansions for it. And it is just, It's such a massive game. And again, for a history idiot like myself, especially when it comes to medieval history, that's the whole point of Crusader Kings 2, is you pick a point in time, and then you could play any historical figure, or create your own if you really want to get fancy. But you can play any historical figure, you know, that's either a rank of count, duke, or king, or its equivalent in other lands.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then you basically, you know, in Paradox fashion, you grow, you expand, but Crusader Kings 2 differs from, you know, Europa Universalis or games like that, where in EU you're kind of more, you know, god of an empire, you know, you're this, like, single entity, whereas in Crusader Kings 2 is much more character-focused. So, you know, you have your king or your count, whatever you're playing as, and you've got skills that get better over time. You want to marry smart to somebody that, you know, has not only has money but has good skills. You'll pass them down to your children, and then, you know, it goes as far as making sure you have, you know, a heredity system in place that, you know, doesn't split your kingdom apart when you die. And it's just, when you want to talk about getting into all the medieval skullduggery and politics and stuff that you see on, like, Game of Thrones, that game's made for it. And so much so that somebody over the course of the past 6 years now has made a Game of Thrones mod to that game.
Nice.
It's a full conversion. You're basically playing Game of Thrones in Westeros. You can play any character from it and just act out your Game of Thrones fantasies.
Nice. You know,
let's be King of the Iron Throne.
That sounds like a blast.
Oh, Crusader Kings 2 is a fantastic game. And I'd always say to people that have never played a Paradox game before, that's a really good one to start as, because they can be very complex, grand strategy games for sure. That's a good one. And also Stellaris. Stellaris is probably their most accessible game that they've ever made, but it is also an incredibly deep game. That's a, you know, instead of a medieval game, that's actually like Space Empire. And it was a little rough at the release. It didn't have as much as people were hoping, but they've gotten to the point now through expansions and stuff that they've really given the people the meat of what they were hoping for, which is, you know, basically once you get in the very early stages of the game, you get, light speed or something similar, and then you can start going to other systems, colonizing, and then you kind of like, you hit what I like to call in that game the Star Trek era, because because like one of your most important units in the game are your science vessels. And they become your explorers, and like you'll go to a new system and you'll start scanning the planets there, and all of a sudden you'll find this anomaly, and it's like, oh, send an away team to investigate, you know, and they come down and they, you know, report back, oh, we found these ruins and this technology that everybody forgot about. And or you can like broker peace between, you know, two planetary civilizations and stuff like that. You kind of decide how much you want to influence, you know, non-spacefaring races. And then there's the whole end game portion of it, where once you've expanded and you're now fighting amongst other stellar powers, it can go down a couple of ways. Like you can, through developing like top of the line wormhole and dimensional travel, you might actually trigger a malfunction that opens like a dimension into the chaos realm, and then you see like like Warhammer 40K ships just pouring through and effing up the universe until people band together and destroy them.
That's cool.
Yeah, like another one, like boosts you can get throughout the game for your research is AI assistance, you know, in your research. But you could research it to a point where it becomes self-aware, and you're able to have like robots on your planets to quickly produce populations so that you can expand and set them to farm and get resources. But then it can come to a point where they turn on you. And then, like, if they turn on you, they convince all the other robots and every other civilization to do the same, and then they just go on a quest to wipe out.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they go on a quest to wipe out all the sentient life. It's just great. It's such a great game. Josh, our buddy in the save point, will gush about that one. And very, very much so. And it's why, again, going back to the Surviving Mars, this is going to be... It's going to be great. It's another Paradox game. You really cannot go wrong with Paradox.
Okay.
So yeah, nice. Check them out.
Yeah, I'm certain I will at some point. I don't. It might be years from now, but I will eventually.
But anything on your end, man? Any other stuff you wanna? You know, we've already hit 40 minutes. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone quick.
Damn.
No, to be honest, there's really nothing else going on. It's just for me. It's just been a lot of work.
Yeah.
And just a lot of implementations and stuff going on at work. So that's been taking up most of my time.
Yeah, you and me both, brother.
I've watched approximately nothing.
Really? No more Stranger Things yet?
No more Stranger Things. I think I'm really hoping to find some time in the coming weeks because my schedule should lighten up a little bit, so should be okay.
That's good.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. See if I can make it there.
All right. Want to do some shout outs?
Sure. Typical shout out, as always, to the guys over at Everyday Gamers.
Yes.
As usual, you know, they're just a fantastic crew of people. Give a shout out to the group that I'm in, the charity group I'm in, Good for Gaming.
Yeah, what a great group of people.
Yeah, they're all pretty freaking awesome. So I'm very happy that I'm part of that team. We actually have a charity event coming up.
I was gonna say, isn't there something coming up?
Yep, on the weekend of the 23rd, where a bunch of us are going to be streaming in support of Able Gamers. So we will keep an eye on the Good for Gaming Twitter. It's just at @good4gaming. Just keep an eye out, and we'll be posting the schedules and everything like that, and we'll be posting when everybody's going live. So come check us out.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
All right. I'll just give a shout out to our awesome group over at the Save Point. Again, mm-hmm. If you just want to talk video games or play some games with other people, come join us on Facebook at you can go to tiny.cc/savepoint. We're getting a lot of good discussions in there lately, just on, you know, posts of like, what are we playing tonight? And, you know, somebody will be playing the same thing, like, hey, let's, you know, let's hook up and play some games. So, we kind of mentioned on the last cast before when we didn't realize we had cut out. There's going to be some changes coming to the group and to the podcast. Good changes. Just we're changing things around a little bit, and we'll talk about that more once we get that far. And other than that, again, you know, just from my end, a big shout out to the Everyday Gamers. Some recommends for some new podcasts that I'm listening to. What is this one? I gotta get the name of it because this is a new one and I'm actually really enjoying it. They've been around for a while, but they're very Nintendo oriented.
But okay.
It's not Nintendo. It's just called Box Trick, a retro gaming podcast. It's very fun. Again, if you enjoy us and you enjoy, you know, retro gaming podcasts, definitely check out Box Trick. And I have to give a shout out to the Bad Fodder Figures. I actually might call and leave them a voicemail. They let you do that, and then they'll talk about it in the next podcast, or they'll, you know, with questions and stuff. It's a lot of already familiar faces in the podcast realm. It's hosted by Captain Mike M, and several other people, I think, from other stuff that he's done. And their chemistry is just hysterical. They are really, really funny. Not suitable for work, unless you got your headset on. But it's kind of what makes them fun. I mean, they're a bunch of nutcases. I love it.
Yeah.
And
they're good guys.
Sorry about those Patriots, Mike. Can't win them all. But I think that'll do it for us tonight. We will be back, the three of us, and we're, you know, back on our consistent bi-weekly schedule. The next bi-weekly thing.
Yeah.
And thank you, everybody. As always, you're the big reason we do this, and we're glad to get all the feedback. Please leave reviews. Please share us. Tell your friends about us. And come hang out with us in the Save Point. We'd love to just chat video games with you. And I guess on that, I'm all done.
I am too.
Adios, and we'll catch everybody in 2 weeks.
Peace, everyone.
Bye-bye.